Welcome to KNEO Radio Podcast. KNEO Radio AM and FM Radio Podcast covering the heart of Texas and the Northwest Hill Country, including McCullough, Mason, Menard, Concho, San Saba, and portions of Brown and Llano counties. KNEO Radio is your podcast to hear interviews with special guests, local news, events, agriculture, and community affairs. For more KNEO Podcast, visit KNEOradio.com. KNEO Radio Podcast, making a difference.
Ready and live on the World Wide Web at KNELradio.com. We have with us this morning, Brady Mayer, Tony Groves. Good morning, Mayor.
Howdy. How are you today?
I am fine. We're doing just fine.
How about that rain?
That rain. In my house, between Saturday night and yesterday, last night, got 3 inches.
Wow.
1 inch on Saturday, early Sunday, and 2 yesterday. And it rained all day long.
Yeah, I checked the weather over the weather channel on the internet this morning, and they showed the monthly rainfall for August. The average is 2.28 inches per month, and it showed this month 4.79 already for the month. And as you said a few minutes ago, rain potential for today and out in the rest of the month. And who knows what the tropical storms are going to do as they head west and potentially bring us some moisture out of that. So that's good. And putting some water in the lake, it's raining in the right places. So all of that's great.
That's true. And hopefully it will, because, you know, it's a lot of water. And it's kind of interesting, you know, it's raining here, raining hard, you know, through most of the day. Yesterday I went down to Mason at the middle of the day, basically at the county line, it seemed to stop. Went down, it sprinkled a little bit while I was there, came back, got to the county line, it started raining again. It sort of, there's something about it. So right, stuck down there in one of those cases when we're getting rain and other people aren't in McCullough County. So, well, the Brady City Council met last night for a regular session, had a fairly short agenda, but some interesting things.
Well, we stretched it into a pretty long evening.
Did you now?
We did.
Okay. How did you do that?
Well, we did that with the presentation, primarily the focus on the all the work that ICON had done, architectural firm had done on fire and police departments in other places, as well as the previous work over the years that they had done for us. And lots of that. We had lots of firefighters, EMS guys at the meeting to listen to and to provide some input as we went through that. So I'll talk about that some more in a minute. But regular started at 6 o'clock with a call to order and invocation and a pledge of allegiance. Didn't have any public comments in that portion. Consent agenda was minutes from the previous meetings. Back in the August the 3rd, we went ahead and did the water technology meeting. Our firm that has designed the new drinking water system, Josh Berryhill was there to talk about the WRT, the medium that treats the radioactivity in the in the Hickory Aquifer water that we draw through our wells, for that to explain that, talk about the cost, with it being about 80 cents per 1,000 gallons is the projected cost, just under $300,000 a year pays for that phrase, cradle to grave. They bring in the containers that has the medium in it that the water is cycled through, almost like a filtering system, and that removes the radionuclides that are in the water. And then as it gets to a certain saturation level, they come in and remove that medium when it gets to a certain point and transport it to a low-level radiation storage area outside the state of Texas. And they take care of all of that, from showing up with it to hauling it away for us, so we don't have to worry about many, many regulations and rules and permits and transport issues that were there that they talked about through all of that. And we anticipated the cost that's there. We already programmed in the years past, just the last 3 or 4 years, past a gradual increase in the cost of the water per 1,000 gallons that you see on your utility bill if you're getting Brady water. And so that's already set. When the new system comes online, there will, pardon me, not be a big jump in people's water rates. So we built a little bit of a backlog by doing that, and we'll work through that 10-year contract with a opportunity to renew or change at the end of that 10 years. So that's progressing along. And speaking of that water system, if you've driven out to the lake lately, you've seen the great big golf tee that they have out there that is the base of the one of the two elevated storage tanks that's part of that drinking water system that's there. As they build that, then our expectation is another one will be built at Curtis Field, right there next to the big hangars that are there.
Any feel for when that one that's been going in out to the lake, when it's going to be finished?
I have not heard.
Okay. They're just working on it, though.
They're moving along on that. And of course, for us, the discussion is with TxDOT Aviation and the Federal Aviation Agency about putting a non-aeronautical function on an airfield that's established there. And we're still working that issue, and we've gotten some help from our Congressman August Pfluger to encourage the FAA to move along on that. We're not looking for any special consideration other than got a small piece of land right there that is the highest elevation that will give us the maximum opportunity to provide the volume and the water pressure that we're looking on the north side of town through that. So that moves along, the anticipated completion of that is the end of calendar year 2022. So we're roughly two-thirds of the way through this year. So you've got 4 more and 12 more, about 16 months, and we should be drinking water that is dramatically improved in volume, pressure, and taste.
Well, and one of the other that goes right along with that is the improvements in the distribution system that are being made part of it. That's the maybe the thing people notice more than anything else.
Significantly on the south side of town, out through the area that cut across the Winters property there that we have an easement through, and it's got 4 points that they can tap out there. And some folks are already looking at how they might take advantage of that water availability to expand the sale of some of that land out there. We've discussed that in open meetings at council meetings before. Our second presentation, as I said, with ICON, to show what they had done and the cost per square foot on doing all that. Right now, our plan is that the new police station would be at the old cafeteria on 11th, and don't have a timeline on that yet, or the specific details, but that's our plan. We're working for it. And then the fire station would move out of the old city hall there on Commerce. And right now the plan is that there would be extensive modification of the current police station to turn it into the new fire EMS station that's there. So a lot of discussion, a lot of questions that stretched on for close to 7:30 as we went through all of that, took a break, and then came back and picked up with the individual concerns that were there. We jumbled around a little bit to get some of the folks out of the area a little bit quicker that were waiting to make presentations, but I'll cover them as they were printed on the agenda. First one, discussion, consideration, and possible action for approving a noise variance on August the 21st until 1 a.m. on August the 22nd at 1418 North High Street in Brady, as requested for a wedding celebration that was going to be there. Some discussion, since that's in a residential area, and the noise ordinance talks about in residential area that period ends at 10 o'clock. So there was some discussion to extend the the noise variance to only 11 o'clock. But fairly quickly, council members suggested that they thought on a Saturday night to a Sunday morning for a wedding, we could go ahead and do it till 1 o'clock. And so the vote was 4-1 in favor of approving that noise variance. Second item, discussion, consideration, and possible action regarding the request to lease a lot on the corner of Colorado Street and Lakeview Street out at the lake for some perspective. I think people might be surprised at how few people know that there's a housing development on the east side, north side of the lake, a small development there, just as you drive on toward the lake area. There's a well and a water storage tank there, and off to the left, mm-hmm. a couple roads that lead into that housing area. That's where the request was. And the request was that because the city owned that little section of land, that the owner next door to it had requested that the city enter into a lease agreement with her so that RV could be parked there. And her agreement was she would clear the brush and take care of that just park the RV right next to her lot. The council very quickly got into that discussion and pointed out that the city's, over the last year and a half or so, has been working pretty hard at getting out of the leasing properties in the lake area. And so the motion to not approve a lease there, but a comment that should she want to buy the land, that might very well be possible. Owner out there, owner that wanted to lease the lot next door, will be notified of those things. But the vote was 5-0 not to lease. Moved on to item C, discussion, consideration, and possible action regarding the lien on the property at 1306 South Elm Street. This is one of the properties where the structure was unsafe and dilapidated in the city. When we were working those projects, cleaned that all off, tore it all down, and disposed of it in the solid waste landfill that we have. And the request was to lower the amount of the lien from ballpark $4,000 to $2,500 so that the property could be sold. The council had looked at that in the previous council meeting and decided that they didn't want to change that. There was some discussion from the lawyer that the person who bought that property at auction on the courthouse steps, and the city offered a counteroffer on the advice of our lawyer that we would be willing to drop that to $3,000. And so that offer will be sent back to be considered there. And that passed 5-0. Next was item D, discussion and vote for or against the proposed 2021 tax rate for the city. The legislature has taken what was a very simple process in my mind in previous years, where the city could have several options on what to do with the tax rate. And now they've gotten very specific and very detailed on how all the calculations are made, and renamed some of the tax rates and into categories. And the first one is you can keep the tax rate where it is at about 42 cents per $100 valuation on the property. And with the recent increase in appraised values, roughly 10% notionally across the board, some of us got raised a good bit more than 10%, that would provide increased revenue to the city. And the council was adamant that they did not want to raise the amount of tax revenue from property taxes. And so we took last year's amount that we collected on, which was a little less than $100,000, and looked at with the new appraised values and some adjusting for the people that are challenging the new appraised rate. And changed the tax rate to a lower tax rate so that we would, as the category implies, no new revenue. The total amount of property tax collected by the city would in fact decrease the tax rate from 42 cents to 39 cents per $100 valuation of the property. Not a huge change, but the concept of we were going to keep people's taxes that they would pay close to what they are right now. If the value of, if your appraised value went up significantly, your taxes that you're going to pay will go up a little bit, even though the tax rate went down. If your tax rate or your appraised value didn't change much at all, then you'll see a decrease and your property tax for the city. You know, the school system taxes in a couple categories, and the county taxes, and the hospital district taxes. So you got a lot of taxes to mix in. And when you look at your tax levy, for this discussion, look at what the city of Brady charges. And like I said, that's going to go from rounding the numbers off from 42 cents per $100 valuation of your property to 39 cents. So our vote, in accordance with the legislature's direction, was we voted for the no new tax proposed concept, and then we will formally at another meeting after that's been reviewed by the public and the council officially votes for the specific value. This was a vote for or against. It was a roll call vote. Every member of the council voted for that no increase and or no new revenue tax rate, whatever that finally turns out to be, which will be close to 39 cents, as I said.
So you did that. There will be another meeting at some session.
Just like you've seen in the last few days, the county, the school district, everybody has been talking about their tax rate, showing that, having a public hearing on it, having public meetings, and the city will do that in accordance with the schedule that's there. You will see that discussion in the next edition of the Brady paper.
Yeah.
And I believe it will make it to the next edition. Perhaps not the edition that comes out today, but the next one. And all of that's specified by law. Yeah. So we're complying with that. So that's good news for the property owners. Not a huge change in things, but not an increase at all, except for small portions if you got a really significant increase in the appraised value of your property, which some people did.
Well, I guess the saving grace there is it won't be as bad as it would have been. Is there some...
That's small consolation.
Small consolation.
In a lot of places. But the concept that the council didn't want to raise extra revenue from property taxes remains there. Next item, discussion, consideration, and possible action to award the bank depository proposal application for the city of Brady, both Brady National and Brady Commercial Bank, offered to, and as I understand it, every 4 years we establish the bank that will be our depository for our funds. We've been with Brady National for some time. The council voted 5-0 based on the rates offered by Commercial National Bank that we would change that depository to the Commercial National Bank. We had representatives from both banks there that made their pitch and pointed out things in the numbers that had been provided in our packet. But like I said, 5-0 to change that, at least for the next 4 years, to see how all of that works out. Next item, discussion regarding council procedures. I put that on the agenda because the previous meeting on the 3rd of August, the mayor didn't do as good a job as he should have in terms of trying to keep the discussions to one discussion at a time, and just the process there. We use Robert's Rules as a guide not as a Bible, but as a guide. And we got away from that a little bit, so I'm just pointing out that I was going to do my best to bring us back a little bit closer to those rules. And that's about how many words I had to say about it. It was getting close to the end. School started today. Folks that were there had reason to get home and finish all the preparation for school starting today. So we didn't have a long discussion. And the last item was electric vehicle charging station discussion. The information that I had requested from a company that's been in contact with me about charging stations didn't complete the information that I requested. So rather than to get into a discussion when folks were anxious to get this meeting over with, as well as those meetings when you don't have specifics, sometimes people make decisions on perceived things that they regret later when the real numbers come in. So I just removed it from the agenda. We didn't have the discussion. And we finished I didn't write the time down, but I think it was 8:40 that we finished and rapidly cleared. Didn't have any questions about the staff reports. The announcements were very straightforward about the next meetings, first and third Tuesdays in September and October were on the list. Pointed out Labor Day holiday on Monday. We didn't specifically talk about the World Championship Goat Cook-Off, but that will take place. It's just around the corner as football season starts, and I guess sometime next week before the weekend, we start to see some of the college sports, and we're already seeing professional football being played in the preseason stuff. So exciting times for that, for folks that are there. And then pointing out that Columbus Day, at least right now, it hasn't been removed as a holiday. On October the 11th, with the city offices closed and trash schedule altered, just like it will be for Labor Day, when Monday moves to Tuesday and Tuesday moves to Wednesday. So this is one of the good ones that if you didn't remember and you put your trash out on Monday, it'll get picked up on Tuesday, as opposed to when they move them forward and you don't get your trash out.
It gets there a day, early. That's true.
So no other announcements, no executive session, and we finished up and everybody went home.
Well, two items of personal nature. Yeah, I wish you a happy birthday.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
The mayor's birthday is Saturday, August 21st. And the other is to express our condolences of everyone in the community on the passing of your mother.
Yep. And folks that offer those condolences, I point out to them, but there's no question in my mind, my mother is in a much happier place. She's not in the pain and frustration of the condition she was in as she passed away on Monday morning at 25 days short of being 100 years old.
25.
So her birthday was on the 11th of September, and on the 11th, she would have been 100 years old. But like I said, she's in a happier condition and in a happier place, and we're glad about all of that.
Yeah, that's all we can hope for.
And thank you for the condolences.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening to the KNEL Radio Podcast. Be sure to tune in live to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNEL 1490 AM and KNELradio.com. For more KNEL Radio Podcast, including KNEL Sports, visit KNELradio.com homepage and click on the podcast of your choice to listen, download, and enjoy. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference. Thank you for listening today.